This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for October 2010. How did classical music play a part of Sir Edward Heath's life as Prime Minister of Great Britain, and what musical instruments did he play? At the age of 8, Edward Heath began studying the piano and was an excellent student in school. As a child of 10, Edward, who was called Teddy, won a scholarship to Chatham House, Ramsgate, a local grammar school. At Chatham House, he developed into an accomplished pianist and conducted the school orchestra and the local choir. While at Chatham, he also learned to play the organ. At school, he was a part of the debating society and took an interest in public affairs and politics. Heath wanted to become a professional musician, but Professor Sir Hugh Allen, organist at New College, pointed out to him that it took years to make money in music, and not very much at that. After hearing this advice, Heath decided to go into politics. Heath went on to study at Balliol College, Oxford, on scholarship in 1935. During his first term, he won the college's organ scholarship. He trained the Balliol Choral Society, conducted the Oxford Orchestra, was secretary of the Music Society, and arranged scores for the University Dramatic Society and the Balliol Players. For Sir Edward Heath, music was a lifelong pursuit. For many years, he conducted the annual Broadstairs Christmas Carol concerts. Also, he was a guest conductor for London's Whitehall Choir, conducting concerts in the United States, Europe, and Japan. He founded and conducted the European Community Orchestra. Sir Heath, over the years, encouraged music education for young people and recruited sponsors for St. Albans Organ Festival. The joy of his life were his three Steinway grand pianos and yachting. Wherever he traveled throughout the country, Sir Heath was able to indulge in his love of playing the organ at many church organ lofts. All of these were open to him throughout the world.